T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before I get to Shaker, let me tell you, give away a pair of Yankee tickets. It's the Tuesday special box office blitz because Thursday's fan day at Yankee Stadium against the Rays, and you're going to get tickets, but you're also going to get a fan microphone figurine, which I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I got a little update on that.
What is it?
It's like a little figurine.
Well, let me see one.
I don't have one, but I'm saying it also comes, it's like a little old school microphone where there's a button and you press it and it gives you a little bit of the John Sterling home run call.
All right, great. Wonderful. Glad you could tell me that. 866-540-WFAN. That makes me excited about that. To be this hour's winner, field level, main level, terrace level tickets are all available at the promotion. Click the special vanity for Yankees links. And if you want, say WFAN, you save 10% on a ticket. That's worth it. You can save 10% on anything. You take it. So just say WFAN, you save 10%. And you get the thing they give you, too. So whatever the thing looks like, I've never seen it. So I have no idea. And I could care less. Schrager, what's going on?
What's up, my man? You were talking about that Twitter headquarters like it was Lambeau Field or Cooperstown. What made it so good?
You know, it is, I have to tell you, Mons will tell you, we were there yesterday. It is one of the great buildings. It is, they have things in there. First of all, every employee have a chef who makes meals, breakfast and lunch for everybody who works there every day. They don't want you to be worried about that. So they have and then they have a coffee room where you go down and they have tables and chairs and it's a meeting room and they give you all different kinds of drinks and health drinks and coffee, and that's all free also. And they have stuff in there. They have gadgets in there that are unbelievable. You yesterday work off a microphone mirror where you hold this mirror up and it is actually a camera and a microphone. It is unbelievable. They have so many gadgets, and is that the sharpest building you ever been
in? It's really neat.
It's unbelievable. It's every office should be like that. I mean, it is unbelievable.
I love it. And you were talking about it with such praise. I mean,
it's amazing.
It's amazing because you got these bucket list items, right? I want to see a game at Notre Dame. I want to go to the Twitter.
Well, here's the thing. You know what they told me? I'm being serious now. They said, we compete for employees. We compete with Google. We compete with Amazon. We compete with Apple. We have to give our people a little more. We have to give them a reason to come work here. We are competing for employees, and that's why we try to make their – and here's another thing. They have no offices. They have only rooms you go where you have to talk in secret. Otherwise, everybody works in the open together.
Wow.
It's really interesting. It's kind of state-of-the-art.
And that's pretty cool. It's pretty progressive.
It really is amazing that they think this way. And it's for these companies that are very obviously progressive and they're thinking about the future and they're competing in a different world. I just find it fascinating because, you know, I've never been a corporate guy and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've spent my life in a studio. So, I mean, you know, as long as there's a microphone, I'm happy. So, I mean, but it really is sharp. It's a couple blocks from here, so it doesn't take long to get there. So, and they've been great to us. They really have. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Think about the typical 20-year-old kid coming out of college.
Oh, he'd go crazy. Go crazy to work there.
Yeah. You know, bringing a bagged lunch. But I guess that's not the case anymore.
No, it's not. And if you're a kid they're competing for, man, they compete for you. I mean, they make it very clear they're competing for their employees. So it really is a different world. All right, let's talk the NFL this way. Right now, your landscape is the entire league, and your folks have called me a couple of times, and I want to come in one morning and do the show. I just haven't been able to get in because I got to get in so early in the morning to do your show, but I've been trying to get in there to do it one time, so I'll try to do it before Labor Day, get in there one day to do the show.
Open invite, obviously,
yes, thank
whenever you.
You
want.
Thank you. So I will try. They've been calling me. I'll try to do that, but give me the five things right now that interest you, storyline around the league.
Oh, I like this. I think John Gruden's fascinating. I think John Gruden is an interesting one. This is a guy who got a lot on his shoulders right now. You talk about the price tag, obviously, but you also have the best defensive player maybe in the sport, holding out and not in dialogue with
will
the team
he be
moment.
Traded? Will he be traded?
I don't think you're going to find any team that's going to trade him without the contract worked out yet. And
okay.
This guy wants a lot of money. So it's going to be interesting how that one goes down. And then you got the Vegas move coming. The Raiders have to be good. Like, the Raiders can't just crap the bed this year. They need to be a relevant team in the NFL. And the NFL and CBS need them, too, because they're going to be in a lot of those 4 o'clock windows. I think the Raiders are fascinating. I love the 5 rookie quarterbacks. I don't think Lamar Jackson sees the field this year, but the other 4, I think, will see the field sooner rather than later. And the way they're playing, actually, in the first couple preseason games we've seen shows they're light years ahead where people thought they were going to be. And then, you know, if you want to go around the league type stuff.
Well,
I mean,
how
Vikings,
about you got obviously San Francisco, which is going to take a quantum leap forward.
I would think so. You know, I would think so. The question is, at the cost of who?
Well, they got the Wonder Boy, though. He's the Wonder Boy. He never loses.
He's the Wonder Boy. He's 7-0 as a starter. He's making $137 million. You know what's crazy? I did the math. He's making $5.5 million more than Aaron Rodgers this year, and he's completed less passes than E.J. Manuel in his career.
But he's never lost.
He's never lost. He's never lost.
He's the Wonder Boy.
He's never going to lose.
That's it. He's the Wonder Boy. That's a great. He is a great story, though. He really is. You know,
it's amazing. It's so intriguing, and you know, he's gonna face adversity at some point this season. He hasn't faced it yet, and I'm curious to see how it goes. It's an uphill climb, though. The Rams are really good. Like,
hey, them and the Niners and the Rams. It's like old school again now. You know, with
it's
the
cool,
Niners. It's
right?
Yeah. It's been a long time for. But now it's Niners and Rams like the old days. It's gonna be a lot of fun. People are talking the Chargers up. I don't know if I buy that.
I don't buy it yet either, because they've lost to Andy Reid every single time they played against him when he's coaching as a Chiefs head coach since 2013. They haven't beat Kansas City. So. To me, last year they had that crazy run where they beat Dallas on Thanksgiving. They go into a Christmas Eve game at Arrowhead, and everyone's picking the Chargers to win. And they just couldn't get it done. So I can't pick a team like that, which is great on paper, and they added Pouncey, and they added Derwin James and all this stuff, if they've never won anything of significance in the last 5 years. None of these guys have won a thing. And besides Rivers, none of them have played in a big game. So to me, I got to pump the brakes on the Chargers, one of those teams that's getting a lot of offseason love because – on paper, their roster looks great. Let's see them actually do it.
Fox's Peter Schrager with us. Now, you segued in nicely to the Chiefs, because people are saying crazy things about Mahomes. and listen, they got to stop. And let me just say this. Mahomes, we know, has an incredible arm. And he will, because of the wide receivers he has, including the world's fastest human over there, he is going to throw probably 3 touchdown passes over 85 yards in length. It's going to happen, because he can actually reach that guy on every play. But he's going to throw probably 25 to 30 picks, and it's going to be interesting to see how much Andy can tolerate that as it happens, as he lets this kid kind of go. What do you think is fact and fiction about Mahomes right now?
It's either all in or all pump the brakes. I'm all in. I am drunk on Mahomes. I love
it.
So
you're one of the guys. I mean, you got people talking about him MVP. I'm like, whoa, wait a second here.
I don't think it's crazy. They got rid of a guy who's taken the playoffs 4 of the last 5 years and was the 3rd most efficient quarterback in the league. He didn't leave in free agency. They traded him away, and they were looking for suitors. That's how good Mahomes was last year.
I know how good his arm is, but he's got to learn the position. He threw three. He threw it. I understand, and I know that staff. He threw a pick on the same play 4 straight times.
And I know a lot of the guys in the front office who are sending me text messages, Mike, of just random throws he's making.
Listen,
in practice.
He's insane. It's like Nolan Ryan. He can throw the ball forever, and he's got a wide receiver who can go that fast to catch it.
We saw Jared Goff go from maybe the worst quarterback in football to an 11-5 record. We saw Blake Bortles play in a playoff game and win 2 of them last year. I don't think it's crazy to say, all right, this team was really good last year. They added Sammy Watkins. They added players on defense, and they got a better upgrade on quarterback. I know he's young, and I know he's not, and that sounds disparaging to Alex Smith, but it's fair to say.
You know, Smith didn't make a lot of mistakes, though. The one thing, he couldn't hit, he couldn't throw an out, and he underthrew guys 1,000 times where he had
open. I'm not going to knock Alex Smith. It's hard to win games playing from your 20 to your 20, though. That's how they did it.
It is, and so many times, if you saw the Chiefs in person, and I took my son, who's a Chief fan, to see them a couple of times, and he missed guys. He had 10 yards down the field 2 and 3 times a game. So I understand that. And Mahomes will get the ball out to him. We know that. But he also is going to throw a lot of picks.
I think it's going to be fun. I think he will throw a lot of picks. I think Favre threw a lot of picks early on, obviously.
I agree. I think this kid's going to throw a lot of touchdowns and a lot of picks. He's going to be a highlight reel all the time.
I compare to the Dominique Wilkins, which is such a strange comparison because it's an 80s NBA player, but highlight reel. That's exactly the
he's
word.
He's a highlight reel.
Because you're going to get three passes a game where he threw one last year. Mike, they won against the Broncos, week 17. Meaningless game. They were already in the playoffs. They locked it up, and Mahomes started. He threw a no-look pass in an NFL game. He looked all the way to the right sideline and threw it to the left sideline, his face not facing the receiver. That is not seen. Favre did that, and occasionally Aaron Rodgers will do that. He's doing it, and it's not a showboat thing. It's more just,
he is freakish, this guy. This guy has a freakish throwing arm.
It's good to be excited, too. Like, it's
it
funny.
Is. Deshaun you know what? Watson the league has back. A lot. Listen, the league has a lot of. Here's where the league is so divided right now. It has a lot of great stories on the field, and it's got a lot of headaches it can't shake. And that's where the league is right now. And there's a lot of stories. You just mentioned San Francisco and their quarterback, Mahomes, and what he brings, the excitement he brings to Kansas City, what the Rams are doing right now, all the other young quarterbacks. Donald's going to light up New York if he starts, and I think he can. But you also... And even having Luck back will be big positive if he's healthy. God willing, he's healthy. But then you got the anthem thing, which they just can't get past. And I don't see any way they're going to get past it.
I don't see how they can get out of their own way 23 days before the start of the regular season. I just don't see it. There was a chance this offseason to address it, but we saw in the first couple of preseason weeks, players are still protesting. Trump is still tweeting. I don't know what they're going to do with this. They just got to kind of buckle up and hope they get through it because they've got a policy in place. Whether a team is actually going to fine an individual player, I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see. We know the Jets owner, Christopher Johnson, already said he would not be willing to do that.
Right.
It's going to be a topic. And guess what? Midterm elections are coming up, and Trump is not going to go quietly into the night.
Oh, no, he's going to be out there every day stumping, and he's going to be stumping. You don't think he's going to be stumping about the NFL when he goes to all these cities? He is. He's going to be out there stumping like crazy. And he said he's going to be out there every day after Labor Day pounding the pavement, and he's going to be out, getting ready for the midterms, as you said, and he's going to bring the NFL into it all the time. There's no question about it.
It gets traction. It does all that. On the flip side of it, you got to hope that the American person at home watching television or watching football and loves football at the end of the day says, you know what, after a long week of work and all the stuff going on in this country, I just want to watch Patrick Mahomes throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. And that's the hope. And the hope is that football rules the day. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I'm along for the ride.
I think that, and we're talking, of course, with Peter Schrager at Fox, I think Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill is going to be a lethal combination that will be, of any you could think of, go back to the days of Cliff Branch. Go back to the days of any wide receiver you want to think of, okay? Lance Allworth, anywhere you want to go. But I got one that I think is going to be even more productive in the league. Rodgers to Jimmy Graham, it was made in heaven. It will be so lethal, it will be unbelievable.
You got me so excited right now. I just love the enthusiasm, and that's the beauty of August. I could throw out Cooks and Goff and say I feel the same way, because I do. And Graham,
but that's the
lead.
That's the
Rodgers.
Perfect
He's
target.
Never had a good tight end.
Never had a target like this in the end zone. What Rodgers and what he can do and his accuracy, he and Jimmy Graham will be unbelievably lethal.
Did you see the clip of him talking about his young receivers last week?
No, I didn't. But I can tell you right now, he and Jimmy Graham to me are made in heaven. They are perfect for each other.
He came out and lit up such a him. He speaks things into truth. He says these things are great. He looked at the cameras and said, "Our young receivers played piss poor today. They did not bring it. If I'm bringing it, I want them to bring it. We're in a practice here, but you got to treat it like a game." And you could feel Green Bay just shake. Rodgers was not thrilled. Got a contract coming up. I feel like he's going to go on a tear this year. I think Rodgers is going to be absolutely incredible. He comes back from the collarbone. He gets Jimmy Graham. They add Muhammad Wilkerson. The things did not end great here in New York, but whatever. New start. That's a good player on defense. They've got a new offensive coordinator in Joel Philbin, who Rodgers loved. I think the Packers are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Give me the team you think from last year is going to take a step backwards.
Oh, that's a good one. Step backwards. Buffalo's got a tough stretch here. They lost their quarterback, and then they lost two offensive linemen, and there's a lot of youth on that team. I don't see Buffalo in the playoffs again. I think New England takes a minor step back. What that means, I don't know. They could probably still be playing in the Super Bowl, but I don't think they're the same lethal team they were on offense. I just don't see how it is when you lose your left tackle, running back, and two wide receivers, especially Edelman, to start the season.
How about, who I'm worried about? Atlanta.
I'm not. I know they look crappy on Friday night against the Jets. That's real eloquent. Crappy.
I just wondered, last year I kept expecting for them to pop, and they never got it together.
They didn't get it together, but yet their defense was so good towards the stretch that they shut down the Rams, maybe the number one offense in the league, and then the Eagles scored 12 points. I know they beat them, and they had a chance with Julio at the end, but you have to think, with a full offseason with Sark and Matt Ryan and Julio getting his money and all these things coming in the right way, and they're all healthy, you have to think that team has too much talent to take a huge step back.
Hey, you know, it's a wide open.
What do you think of Cam Newton and North Turner together?
Listen, North's a shots guy. It's a good offense for Cam. Cam's offense North's offense will fit Cam because North is a shots guy. It'll work. It'll be run, throw the ball for purpose, and take five or six deep shots a game. That's what Norv believes in. I think it'll work well. I think it'll take some of the pressure off Cam. I think they take away a lot of the underneath stuff with him, make it a running game, and him a long passer, and then only run when it's third and everyone's taking a deep drop and run for first downs only. I think that's the kind of player he'll become. I think Norv does very well with those kind of guys. I think he'll work well with them. I really do. I think, first of all, Norv's a very good offensive coordinator.
Yes, he is.
But he likes to take shots, as you know, and I think at this stage of his life, that's the best thing that could happen to Cam Newton.
You know, it's so funny.
They got to figure out that Cam Newton Benjamin thing. I mean, what is that about?
That was weird. It was weird. I know no one was happy on the Buffalo side that Kelvin spoke like that, but that's just, that's weird. The NFC is so interesting, and I want you to, when you take a second at home, whoever's listening, look at the NFC. Find 3-4 bad teams. There really aren't any. And then, the NFC South is loaded with the Saints and the Panthers and the Falcons. The NFC North, it's the Packers, and the Vikings got better, and the Bears got better, and the Lions will be competitive. And it's the East. The Cowboys aren't going to be awful this year. They're going to be better. I don't see a bad team in the NFC, which means that someone's going to be gravely disappointed once the season starts.
All right, well, tell me this. Give me your outside opinion on the Giants and the Jets. What are you expecting from each?
Improvement. The Jets are fascinating because I think Darnold, I know you and I are in the same boat here. Just start him. He's that good. He's been unbelievable since he's gotten there, what everyone tells me, with the Jets. I just don't know if they're going to be a playoff team this year. And
they're not a playoff team.
I don't see it for the Jets. The Giants, though, there's no reason they shouldn't be.
They got to get through the first seven games. That's all. They can't get beat. They can't get killed. They can't get killed in the first seven games. And I really believe, and you know what? I think it's crazy to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, and because I believe it. That's why. That first game is imperative for them. It's just a game they got to get out and get.
Let's see how Odell handles Jalen Ramsey talking in his face the whole game. That's a really interesting game.
It is.
Jacksonville will hit you.
Yep.
And Jacksonville's defensive front seven is the best in the league, and the Giants'
absolutely
offensive
line was the worst. And the Giants got to get that. They can't open that game up with a loss and then wind up be staring at 0-3. I mean, they need to win that first game. They really do. And I think that's a tough game. Jacksonville's going to be good.
Yeah, and they are so tough. I watched their preseason game. I know you could say it means nothing. They just run the ball down teams' throats with Fournette, and they've got the big kid Norwell from Carolina, who is the highest-paid offensive guard in history. They were the number one rushing team last year. They added the best offensive guard in football. They're going to be a team to worry about, and especially in that game with the Giants' offensive line still being a question mark, no matter how many fights Will Hernandez gets in practice.
I like him, though. He's going to
answer. I like him. He's tough. He's going to answer,
and that's what they need. They need some.
Over the storyline of, he starts fights in practice. Okay, let's see. He's a rookie. Let's see how it goes.
They need a tough guy, though. They need a tough guy. They really do. And I don't care how many fights he starts in practice either, but they need a tough guy. What the Giants have is they have explosiveness again. And they have it at running back. They have it at wide receiver. They have it at tight end. And as long as they can protect him, they can make some plays. But the defense is a question mark. It really is. And they got a new coordinator, and we got to see how it goes. But they really have some questions on defense, and they have some very tough games. Those first seven games are brutal. They really are.
Very tough.
If they get if they go 3-4, they're okay. I mean, that's if 3-4, be fine.
I get to do the games on the sidelines, and I did a lot of Arizona Cardinals games over the years, being on the third or fourth team for Fox. And I'll tell you, James Betcher, the defensive coordinator, not a household name. He got head coaching looks this year, and the Giants got him as a defensive coordinator. Around the league, he's really respected. I think at that alone, you're not getting some guy who's a has-been or has done it before and is kind of just a castaway. This is a young, smart defensive mind. At the very least, you're going to get some blitzing packages, and they're going to be aggressive on D.
All right, what are you doing now this year? Anything different, or are you doing the same stuff?
I'm going to be doing sidelines, and I'm going to be doing the Fox LA kickoff show on Sundays, which is at 11 a.m. Eastern. That one's with Tony Gonzalez and Michael Vick and a few other guys. It feeds into the bigger show, but I'll be in the studio with those guys.
So you're on the NFL network every day.
Monday to Friday, 7 to 10 a.m.
Yep. You're on that show still. Good Morning is the Good Morning Football show is still on, and you're 7 to 10, right?
Yep.
And then you're on Sunday, you're on from L.A., and then you got to go do the sideline after that.
Yes.
That's a busy schedule.
It's good to be busy these days, Mike. I'll take it.
Well, good. Well, all right. We'll talk to you again, obviously, before the season opens. Have fun. We'll talk to you along the way.
You're the best.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter Schrager. All right. As you can tell, he's all excited. There are a lot of storylines in the league. There's a lot of exciting young players. There's a lot of good offensive teams. There's good matchups. There's a lot of, you know, it is. Everybody looks like they can play. That's really kind of the point. But and they all can't. We know that. But it's going to be interesting. It really is. Some of those teams where they're talking up. I mean, they're talking up Mahomes. Like, I understand he can throw the ball 90 yards in the air. I understand all how crazy his arm is. But he is gonna make a lot of mistakes. He's gonna throw a lot of long touchdown passes. He really is. Because if you ever go see the Chiefs play, and I've seen the Chiefs play a couple times in person in the last 2 years, Tyreek Hill gets behind the secondary all the time, all the time. He gets past everybody, and Smith couldn't get him the ball, and he used to get crazy because he couldn't get him the ball. Mahomes. You know, he can get him the ball. He's going to throw him the ball down the field. I mean, he just the guy's got a crazy arm. Now you got the fastest guy, and you got a guy who can reach him. That's the idea. It's going to be fun to watch. But I love Jimmy Graham because Rodgers and his improvs hitting Jimmy Graham in the end zone with his size and his hands, oh, scary. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.